Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Two of the Eureka City Council's five ward seats are up for election in November, although there will only be one race. That race will take place in the second ward, where incumbent Linda Atkins will face challenger Joe Bonino, who filed his candidacy paper last week. Melinda Cherubellini, who represents the fourth ward, will not face a challenger. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors will be back in action this morning following a two-week summer break. The supervisors, who did meet yesterday to continue discussion on the general plan, have a full slate scheduled for today. The board is expected to authorize the county administrative officer to negotiate with seven rural fire districts who wish to share some of the county's general fund tax revenues for fire service expansion. The seven fire districts from Garberville to Fieldbrook are looking to expand services to areas currently outside their boundaries and are asking for a portion of those property taxes to be used for fire protection services. The supervisors will also discuss proposed amendments to the emergency ordinance passed earlier this year to deal with complaints stemming from ongoing protests outside the courthouse. Six changes will be put before the board, primarily changing the definitions of what is prohibited and what is allowed, from what is considered camping to how many tables can be set up on site. The section of the ordinance which prohibits protesters from gathering overnight will be deleted, and the new proposals also address the penalties to be imposed for violations of the ordinance. It's fire season in California. Hot weather inland, lightning strikes, and human-caused fires have kept local fire departments and Cal Fire busy, and it's still early in the season. The Y Fire, burning in Lake County, has forced the closure of Highway 20, and yesterday, the Federal Emergency Management Agency authorized the use of federal funding to help California battle the blaze. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods provides some insight into the fire crews. Insight into how fire crews go about battling a wildfire, especially a tough, hot, and tiresome job.
Yeah, when you can have an engine with a water supply where you'll lay in a long hose lay, could be several thousand feet of hose, where you're actually putting water then on the hot spots, whether it's smoldering logs, that type of thing. You are applying water, you're digging up those hot spots, you're cooling them off, and you're really going through just piece by piece, putting out those potential wind-driven embers that could stir up again and cause another fire.
Chief Woods added,
"A lot of times within the burn itself, you'll go 100 feet, 150 feet from the edge of the burn, work that whole area inside of 150 feet, and you'll put out everything within that 150 feet to make sure the wind picks up, that something doesn't escape and get outside that area. So again, it's working the entire perimeter of the fire itself."
It's estimated that wildfires cost the state of California more than $1 billion per year. More KINS News after this.
At the historic Benbow Inn, you can enjoy a getaway any time of the year and be treated to superb surroundings and relaxation. There's no better bed and breakfast combination available, and it's just a short drive away. The Benbow Bed and Breakfast Package is available throughout the year whenever you want to get away. Rates vary based on the season, but the experience, memorable every time. Call and ask for additional information or request the Benbow Bed and Breakfast Package. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
If there is one natural phenomenon nearly all Californians are familiar with, it's earthquakes. At KINS News, we have focused our community news on natural disaster preparedness in the month of August. And for those who live in an earthquake-prone area and who also must deal with tsunamis, wildfires, and severe storms, being prepared for natural disasters is a way of life. For the 13th consecutive year, Humboldt State, the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group, and Cal EMA will sponsor an earthquake and tsunami exhibit at the Humboldt County Fair. This year's exhibit will focus on the debris from the tsunami generated by the massive earthquake last year. There will be plenty of free information available for the public, and knowledgeable staff will be on hand to answer any questions you may have about natural disasters and preparedness along the North Coast. More than 1,300 new freshmen have begun arriving as HSU prepares for Orientation Week. The students make up the largest freshman class in school history, and you'll see them and their families throughout the week. Students began moving into dorms yesterday, and orientation starts tomorrow, going to Friday. There will be parking restrictions on campus, and classes begin on Monday. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.